Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Another day in paradise is going to be awesome. That's the mindset you want to carry forward today, and you're welcome. It is 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here, and joining us now, our friend Dr. John Littell. Dr. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hope you can hear me.
Yeah. Hopefully you can hear
great,
us.
Great. Yeah, I can, and that's because the miracle of radio. I was going to call yesterday and wish you a happy radio day because radio really changed my hearts and minds. I mean, way back to Rush Limbaugh. So keep up the great work, first of all. I got to tell you, you guys are amazing.
Well, we're going to keep carrying that flag and hope for the best. And yes, I have a passion for it. So they're kind of stuck with me for a while anyway. I want to ask you, like a flu or COVID, what are we seeing? Some people are getting sick, and I know these things go in cycles, but are we still seeing the remnants of the old COVID?
Yeah, you know, this is a really important thing for everyone to listen to. You know, I'm still in practice, crazy busy, and really seeing a lot of sick folks. That used to be a cold and flu season, and of course now it seems like, I'm sure it's with the propagation of all these viruses with the mRNA injections, we just don't have a separate, distinct cold and flu season anymore. At least, you know, I've been doing this 37 years. I think it's really important for people to understand. When I see a patient, I don't really care if it's COVID or not. I'm treating them based on their symptoms, and the COVID testing has just got to stop, and people are still doing it. I still get phone calls all hours of the day and weekends where people say, oh, my husband just tested positive for COVID. I'm like, okay, so what? What's going on with him? Is he sick? It's the symptoms that I'm most concerned with. To me, I think about a family member, and one of my own family members really sick recently with a nasty cough and fatigue and stuff that we saw that you see when you get a bad virus. And I'm here to tell you that the mainstay treatment for this stuff, the mainstay treatment is going to always be get plenty of rest, lots of fluids, bone broth, your vitamins, you know, the C, D, zinc I talk about. That's the mainstay of treatment. Plenty of rest, fluids, chicken broth. And then there's going to be a role every so often for something that's anti-inflammatory, because again, all that drainage that people get in that cough that they get, you got to knock that out. Don't let it get going. You know, if it's more than a week of a cough, you know, you probably need a little help kicking it. And that doesn't have to be all these stupid COVID remedies that they push, you know, the Paxlovid and the, you know, that was horrible. It's really just simple as zone and usually doxycycline, all right, not so much as Zithromax. So I'm just here to tell you that we still have a lot of sick people out there and a lot of people who don't trust the medical profession, Bob. So that's a problem, isn't it? A lot of people are staying home sick rather than going to doctors. For God's sake, don't go to the emergency rooms with this stuff, because, you know, they're just going to stuff up your nose and do a bunch of tests that don't need to be done. You know, hopefully you can find a local primary care doctor who can just, you know, listen to your lungs, make sure it's not turning into some kind of pneumonia, and treat it the way we've always treated a bad cold when it gets worse than just a common cold, when it gets to be like a bronchitis.
Is ivermectin still helpful in this case?
That's the million-dollar question, Bob, and I knew you would ask it. Boy, do I get swamped with requests for ivermectin, and I could tell you about that. It is this. It is a great drug. It is definitely anti-inflammatory. It helps to reduce, you know, the virus getting into the cells and propagating. But here's still the problem with ivermectin. It is not as readily accessible as the doxycycline and the prednisone. And that's my main problem. I did actually give it to one of my family members and another one of my own staff who was sick. You know, they come in 3-milligram tablets at the pharmacy. You can take 2 twice a day for maybe 5 days to help lick it. There's no harm done in taking ivermectin. The problem is it is still hard to get insurances to cover. It thankfully is not super expensive. And number two, probably not needed most often, but in these bad cases, I do sometimes give ivermectin, yes. I wouldn't make it your first go-to, though. I'd still stay with doxycycline and prednisone because, again, Bob, I've been doing this, right, you know, for a long time. And during COVID, that was, you know, one of the claims to fame that, you know, people said, you know, Dr. Tuck saved my life or kept me out of the hospital. And, yeah, I needed the ivermectin. Since 2022, I have not needed to use ivermectin to keep anybody out of the hospital. That's really important to hear.
And that's because it morphed, it changed, the virus itself?
The virus is no longer the Delta variant. That was the killer Delta in the summer of 21. And then, of course, we got the Gamma and the Omicron variant, which in the very beginning stages was a little problematic. But now we're in sub-variants of that. You feel like you need to go back and learn Greek to get all this stuff down. But we're in sub-variants that, again, depending on the person, depending on how well you are to begin with, how run down you are, if you're traveling by air, you know, a lot of people took a lot of trips. I had a bunch of people, Bob and Greg, coming from these Alaska cruises or coming back from trips on the airplane that were so sick. It was almost a joke in my office. Okay, a sick. They must have come back from an Alaskan cruise. It was like, because these things become little, virus manufacturers. Really, when you get on a cruise ship or an air, certainly in the back of an airplane, you know, that sort of thing. So, if you're traveling, double up on your vitamins. Of course, now we're getting past the travel season as kids are back to school. But boy, as we get closer to the holidays. Always double up on vitamins before you get on airplanes and cruise ships, C, D, and zinc. And remember COVID, I used to say it's just a virus, but I don't say that anymore. Any viral infection can make people really sick. You know, we see that with people who get encephalitis and people who get viral meningitis. I mean, any virus can make you really sick. It's just a matter of treating the symptoms early. You know, if you're getting dehydrated from vomiting and diarrhea, you've got to start taking sips of broth and healthy fluids. And you won't need to be in the hospital if you treat yourself, you know, correctly early. But again, you don't need to test for COVID. And by the way, on this coming Saturday, I threw this out at Greg. There's a Florida Republican Assembly is having their national meeting down in Cocoa. If anyone wants to run down there on Saturday, it's an early event, like 8 to 2. But we actually have a panel on a lot of developments with COVID and the MAHA movement and all that. So. I know Roger Stone will be there. There's some interesting people showing up. But so anyway, that's a chance for me to get a little more detail about this stuff.
Hey, let me ask you this off the cuff. Everybody's on Ozempic or a drug similar to that, it seems like. What's your take on that drug overall? And who would be the best candidates for it and who should avoid it?
Great question. I have been writing for it still, either that or the Wegovy or Mounjaro. These are all the brand names. And honestly, I'd rather give it to my patient than have them to go to some fly-by-night, you know, weight loss clinic that's doing all kinds of, I don't know where they're getting their stuff from. It does. It works. It's effective. But I have to say, my main go-to for obesity still to this day, and I haven't changed in 30 years, is the old-fashioned appetite suppressants for people who really have trouble. If people really have trouble, you can get phentermine very cheaply. You might have heard the old horror stories about fen years ago. That was because they combined it with another drug, which was really stupid to do and dangerous. But phentermine is cheap, affordable. It's kind of like I tell people, it's like, you know how people drink a lot of coffee or smokers that don't feel like they need to eat? it works that way. It's a sort of a mild amphetamine, doesn't have any side effects for 99% of people, and it suppresses their appetite without slowing down the entire GI tract. You see, I do have a problem with slowing down the GI tract intentionally just to lose weight. I'm one of those who believes that there's going to be some long-term consequences from having impacted your gastrointestinal tract that dramatically with these. You have to remember, Ozempic, you know, came from the lizard venom, you know, the Gila monster, I believe it was, that only eats one meal a year, and one meal a year, and then it kind of slows down. It's like its gut is paralyzed for the whole year. And that same chemical is what they use to create the Ozempic. It slows down your digestive processes completely, and then therefore you feel full. You know, I don't have to eat because my stomach says I'm full. It obviously, a lot of people lost a lot of weight and were able to get off of it, but I kind of worry about, you know, maybe 10 years from now they're going to say there might have been some problem with this. So I wouldn't be. I'm very, very comfortable with the appetite suppressants. Phentermine is easy to get. It's controlled, is the only problem, but you can get doctors to write for it.
Dr. John Littell, our friend Dr. John, has been with us for years. Keep fighting a good fight, my friend. We always appreciate your information, and I hope your event in Cocoa goes very well as well.
Thank you. Yeah, no summit this year. I'm too tired. I got a lot of kids since getting married next year. So, Hey, God bless you and your family, too.
Same to you, Dr. John. We appreciate it. It is 9:16 on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:22, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer As always, yes, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Dr. James Dobson, one of the most influential Christian leaders in the last half century, he's passed away at the age of 89. We're just spreading on that right now, but he was a psychologist, a New York Times best-selling author, a Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster, an advisor to five U.S. presidents, dedicated his life to strengthening marriages, guiding parents, defending biblical values by championing the central role of family in America. And he was a man of deep conviction whose voice shaped the way generations view faith, family, and culture, according to Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. His bold leadership, integrity, and compassion helped equip countless families to thrive in a world of shifting values. He was a mentor, a counselor, and a steady voice of truth in turbulent times. Born in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1936, he founded Focus on the Family in 1977.
And I played those for years in Christian radio.
Well, he was on over 4,000 radio stations at one time.
I believe that, yeah. Great and, guy. In fact, one of my old bosses at one point years ago had actually left the station and moved out to Colorado Springs and worked with him for a while in producing the show. It's pretty cool.
And he also produced more than 70 books dedicated on the preservation of the family. And as we, maybe some of us have realized, how important the family structure is and how it is being attacked by the left. And, of course, he had been on this decades and decades ago. And he even, you know, he took a lot of heat
when
he came out for Donald Trump.
Yes, he did.
How can you be this, you know, this Christian minister and this person and tell everybody, you know, they should support Donald Trump? And he defended Trump very, very well, and he may have helped to shift possibly some of the thoughts in the Christian community and how they felt about Donald Trump, you know? Yeah. And so he has he's had a lot of influence, and still what he set up, his legacy, will still continue to have some great influence. So once again, Dr. James Dobson has passed away at the age of 89, and that information and news just breaking right now, in fact. So, you've got a watch company. It's called Swatch. You know, this is a Swiss company. They have their hands in a lot of things. They're pretty large. I think they might actually be the largest watch company overall.
Well, they own a lot of brands, apparently.
Yes.
But when we think of Swatch, we kind of think of those plastic, rubberized bands.
Sort of almost like it was a fad and has kind of gone away.
Years ago or something.
But no, they're still extremely viable company. But they put out an ad recently that, they got the attention of some people who weren't real happy with. You know, I would call it an eye-opening kind of ad, but it's...
Oh, you shouldn't, though.
No, it was actually an eye-slanting kind of an ad. Now, wait, hear me out. Uh-huh. It featured a model using his fingers to pull his eyes back, making a slanted eyes gesture, which Chinese social media users found offensive, and they were all up in his grill, not liking that at all.
But there's a little bit of a glitch in that.
Well,
rage.
The model himself is actually Asian.
So there.
So can an Asian person make fun of themselves and make what we used to call Chinese eyes?
Why not?
Well, apparently some folks were pretty offended by it, and it's interesting. I went on their website just because I really like watches, and I I don't want to put the money into a Rolex, quite frankly, even though they're great watches. But you know, so I'll enjoy the, you know, better than the cheapest watch, but definitely middle of the road. But you know, I just like them in general. So I was looking to see what they, you know, what they had offered and stuff like that. Got on like the stock, you know, page and things like that.
All the pictures and retail prices.
And it said their forecast was very good for more business in the Chinese market.
Well, man.
Now, of course, that was posted on the website long before they put this ad together. Mm-hmm. And now there's some blowback on it. We'll see. I mean, they said, look, we treat this matter with the utmost importance and immediately removed all related materials worldwide. We sincerely apologize for any distress or misunderstanding this may have caused, apparently did create an uproar in China after some big social media accounts criticized it. Some Chinese commentators were still calling for a Swatch boycott, even wow. after the company apologized and pulled the ad.
Maybe something was lost in the translation.
You can apologize, but I will not forgive, said a Weibo user, quoted by the BBC on Sunday. They make money from us and still dare to discriminate against Chinese people. We would be spineless if we didn't boycott it out of China.
Are you discriminate against them using it in humor with an Asian model?
With an Asian actor.
Yeah, I don't... No, discrimination would be, oh, you can't buy our watches.
Yeah.
That would be discriminating against them.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe a little faux outrage is popular these days.
Yeah, I could say a bunch of things, but I don't want to be on the boycott list.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people can be a little overly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your life is so good that you have to look for things to complain about,
yes,
you probably should be pretty happy that your life is going so well.
Exactly.
And shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, hello there. It's 9:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up in a little bit, we've got Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my doctor, my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Start thinking about the upbeat positive thoughts, if you would. Otherwise, we'll just take it over. Yeah, and we'll be the only one smiling. And we don't want that, do we? This just in, bike riding Utes terrorize Dem Run City. Wow. As mobs swarm the roads while the mayor stays silent on the chaos.
Hmm.
This from Boston. Park the car and listen to my story.
So of all the crime and the things that we have to deal with around the country that the Dems don't like, we're talking about bicyclists?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are over 100 bikers, bicyclists, filled a local highway, stopping traffic, wreaking havoc on the roads. The incident was initially reported just after 2 p.m. on Saturday, so it wasn't like a rush hour thing. Massachusetts State Police received a call regarding a group of people on bicycles, electric scooters, and dirt bikes in the O'Neill Tunnel. Here comes one to two bikes, then 20 bicycles. You realize there's a whole wagon train of them down the road. This guy reporting in who was driving down the interstate told the outlet, I thought it was a little parade or something going on. There was no escort, though, no police there. They were blowing through traffic lights, zipping around cars. Bystander footage shows dozens of riders racing down the highway without helmets and weaving in and out of vehicles. During the chaos, one of the bicycle riders reportedly collided with a state police cruiser. The driver of the bike allegedly jumped off and fled from the police on foot. Only one rider, 22-year-old Adam Harrison, was arrested at the scene of the collision after a trooper recognized him as one of the riders. However, Harrison has denied any involvement in the joyride. So Harrison said, oh, I saw a bunch of bikers go to the Seaport Bridge, and I was like, oh, that looks like fun. I was not on the highway. I did not go into the tunnel at all. I'm a 22-year-old guy. I would not condone that at all. I think it's stupid and it's reckless to go on the highway. Harrison pleaded not guilty to disorderly conduct and resisting arrest charges on Monday and is due back in court September 30th. Court records reportedly indicate a defense attorney was unavailable for Harrison's arraignment due to a bar advocate work stoppage. But Massachusetts State Police and the Boston mayor, Michelle Wu, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Wu, a Democrat, has come under fire for her handling of crime in the blue city. It was scary. We didn't even hear it coming, said Michael Lancaster, a witness to the unlawful ride. They just, you know, rev their horns to make themselves known, whatever that means, rev your horn. Just a bunch of, now this one says there's some dudes on motorcycles, some on dirt bikes, but then the vast majority, some say were bicyclists. I don't know that I have the entire story. I don't know. Looking at the footage that I've seen, it looks like mostly bicycles. But they did say that there were motorcycles involved and scooters and stuff.
Well, I'm glad to see that the gangs have gone green, you know.
Well, I just like to see the whole two-wheel community kind of coming together, you know, to create havoc, whatever they're doing. You know, and that's life in a lefty city, I guess. Yeah. I'll be flying in there a couple of weeks.
Oh,
flying into Logan, and I've never been up that way. I wanted to visit. There's a lot of historical sites in Boston that I wanted to see, and then we were going to kind of cruise up Maine, like by the coast. It's supposed to be real pretty. Like I said, it's on the bucket list, never been there. Basically, the bucket list consists of eating lobster for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at least one day.
Well, you got to have a goal.
You got to.
Yeah.
What's the beef with the people that work at these detention centers? You know, it's not their policies or politics that are at play here. They're people doing a job. But Wednesday on MSNBC, Senator John Ossoff, the Democrat out of Georgia, declared there would be a reckoning for the private prison company staff running immigration detention facilities under Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem. You recently released a report on your part of the Senate investigation into credible findings of human rights abuses in the U.S. immigration detention. Let's look at some of those numbers. 41 credible reports of physical and sexual abuse of individuals in U.S. immigration detention. 14 credible reports of mistreatment of pregnant women. 18 credible reports of mistreatment of children. When you put those numbers before your Republican colleagues, what defense do they have? Ossoff said, well, it's indefensible. You know, the American people expect and deserve secure borders. They do not accept and support human rights abuses of people that are in U.S. custody. I think most people agree with that. We don't want anybody mistreated. There's no purpose and there's no reason for that at all. We just want them sent home. He said, we've gathered more than 500 credible reports of serious human rights abuses in these Homeland Security facilities. At some point, there's going to be a reckoning for all of this. Those folks that are working at these private prison companies who are on Kristi Noem's staff right now, they're at some point going to have to testify under oath about what is happening in the facilities that they're currently running. And their plan is to expand the scope of detention. I just have to wonder, and it doesn't say, how do you determine whether a report is credible or not credible? Because there were witnesses. Are these witnesses co-workers that witnessed these this treatment? That would be one thing, right? But if it's what? Other people that are locked up, they're on the detention side of it. And they I saw this and I saw that. Well, is that determined that it's credible? Or maybe there really is some kind of abuses that are going on. Obviously, that's wrong. And everybody should want to work to stop that. But again, they try to make it a partisan issue that somehow the Republicans are behind the abuse. I mean, if they fail to address it when it's, you know, proven there's an issue, then yeah. But I don't think that they've made anything close to that kind of determination. But no, Americans are not for that, people being abused under detention. So we'll see. And again, once again, could it just be this is a distraction or let's just any way, shape or form that we can go after Republicans that we're going to take that opportunity to do that? Is this one of those cases? Time will tell. We'll see. Yeah, well, we know that when it comes to crime, there's Democrats that have pressured people in law enforcement to kind of cook the book, so to speak, on crime numbers. But yeah, if you're a D.C. councilwoman, Brooke Pinto, then oh no, this is like a distraction thing. And we don't need an investigation into the city's numbers. Okay. Yeah, we have our local and federal resources focused on real solutions when it comes to crime and public safety. Really? You do now.
Yeah.
You've got to focus now because you have the federal government and, you know, the federal troops instituting law and order in a city that has clearly gone awry.
Maybe if you'd been paying attention in these past years, you wouldn't be in this situation right now. Just a thought.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
No, and that's, you know, what is it? We know what Trump derangement syndrome is. It's a disease of the left. But what's the other disease? Look at the cities that they run and have run for decades.
Yeah.
These are the toilet bowls of America, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in hideous conditions of people live in situations and a tax burden that's incredible and crime rates that are out of whack.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to be working with a sense of urgency to change those things. I mean, like I said, we're talking decades. All right. 40 million people are under coastal flood alerts on the East Coast. I've got a quick update. Aaron, tropical weather update brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. And as far as Aaron goes, you know, nothing has really changed in terms of the numbers. Maximum sustained winds 105 miles an hour. The whole hurricane storm center moving north-northeast at 17 miles an hour. Over the last hour or so and the next hour or so, this is where the hurricane is going to be closest to the U.S. coast, off of the you know, the barrier islands known as the Outer Banks in North Carolina. And I'm sure that they're going to sustain some level of damage and some level of flooding. And then, of course, there's concerns the New Jersey coast and then further up the New York coast. But, you know, as far as Florida goes, we are, you know, we needn't concern ourselves, at least in terms of, you know, the Florida land mass. And there is a disturbance, however, disturbance one with a 70% chance of formation in the next 7 days near the Leeward Islands. And it's an area of shower and thunderstorms associated with a tropical wave. And the conditions are right, so this thing could very well strengthen. And we will keep an eye on that. I'm sure there'll be some development probably over the weekend And we'll keep an eye on it for you. And thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. All right. Are you ready for things that make you smile? Upbeat positive thoughts. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So go ahead and call in now with non-political, upbeat, positive thoughts. You can do it. Count your blessings kind of a thing. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time now for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, non-political, positive thoughts. Count your blessings kind of a thing. Could be birthdays, anniversaries, you know, something nice that a neighbor did for you or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is call in 877-975-9825. And things that make you smile is brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So let's go to line one. Good morning, Gary. What's making you smile?
Morning, Brother Bob. Hey, what's making me smile yesterday was mine and my wife's 53rd anniversary, and then in 9 days, Gator football kicks in. So that's some reason to smile. Two good reasons, Bob. Enjoy your show.
And the upcoming football season also serves as a reminder of his anniversary.
Oh.
He goes, man, football season's getting close. There's something going on.
Something else I got to remember. See, but all those little things help.
Yes.
So speaking of
congratulations,
wives,
Gary, by the way.
My hot wife, even though I'm a little jealous, getting on a ship today, going to be doing a cruise over the weekend. A friend of hers has a family member getting married. And so there's like 40 of them on this in this group. They're going to be going on.
So it makes you smile that you're going to be without your wife all weekend.
No,
don't worry, I won't tell her.
Oh, no. She,
I'm not going to say anything.
No, I'm glad that she gets to go. She's going to be spending some time in Cozumel. I mean, you know, so she's going to have a good time, and that makes me happy that she's enjoying herself.
You're so selfless.
But I am going to miss her because Friday is her birthday. Tomorrow's her birthday.
No way.
Yeah.
She's going to be on a cruise ship with other people on her birthday.
Okay, now I'm not smiling anymore. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That didn't turn out like I thought.
I know it's not raining there. Why do you have a collection of umbrellas? Birthday tropical drinks? Uh-oh. The Smoking Gun is coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, the Democrat Party apparently is hemorrhaging support with no end in sight, according to a shocking new analysis of new voter registrations. Fueled by President Trump's gains among men, younger voters, and Latinos in 24, more new voters nationwide chose to be Republicans than Democrats for the first time since 2018, according to a report from the New York Times. Wow. Basically, it boils down to a 4.5 million voter swing toward the GOP. Just don't tell the Democrats that they're not winning. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.